Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my Second Tree Journal and to this page titled Jesus Olivet Discourse. This page is the third of four links in a prophetic chain that explain an important Old Testament prophecy known as the 70 Weeks Prophecy of Daniel chapter 9. These four links are the Abrahamic Covenant, Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy, Jesus' Olivet Discourse, a prophetic message that he gave to his disciples as they sat together on the Mount of Olives, overlooking Jerusalem and the temple, just 2 days before his crucifixion. And then finally, John's little book, tucked into the larger book of Revelation, and found in chapters 10 through 13. Why is Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy so important? Because in it, God gave the world two timetables for both the first and second comings of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, the Son of God. The first timetable was a 69-week timetable that was to lead to his first coming to die for the sins of mankind. And then there remained a final 70th week leading up to his second coming to bless the nation of Israel and to restore the kingdom of David in Jerusalem. Now, each of the weeks in the first 69-week timetable was a period of 7 regular years. The Bible measures time in weeks of 7. A week of minutes is 7 minutes. A week of days is 7 days, and a week of years is 7 years. And so 69 weeks of years adds up to 483 total years. And the Lord Jesus fulfilled that timetable to the very day when he entered the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. But as we look at this entire prophetic chain, beginning with Abraham and all the way through to John's little book, we discover that the 70th week is not like the first 69 weeks. It is not a week of regular years. Rather, it is the great week of the Abrahamic covenant, a week that began roughly 4,000 years ago with God's promises to a man named Abraham, a week divided in the very middle by the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple by the armies of Rome in 70 AD, and a week that is soon to be completed as the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to earth a second time to rule the world forever. And so now, regarding Jesus' Olivet Discourse. Just 2 days before his crucifixion, Jesus and his disciples were walking near the temple in Jerusalem. And in Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 and 2, we read, "Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the glory of the temple buildings. And Jesus said to them, 'Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down.'" A little later, as they sat together on the Mount of Olives, overlooking Jerusalem and the temple, the disciples asked Jesus two questions. Number one, when shall this destruction of the temple occur? And then number two, what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Jesus' answer has come to be known as the Olivet Discourse. And there are three versions of the Olivet Discourse found in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And these three versions are almost identical to each other. They can all be summarized in a short three-part outline. Jesus' answer addressed three things. Number one, the coming history of the world between the approaching destruction of Jerusalem and Jesus' second coming. Secondly, Jesus spoke about the destruction of Jerusalem itself. And then thirdly, he spoke about his second coming, which is referred to elsewhere in the Bible as the day of the Lord. As I've said, these three versions are very similar to each other, except in one place. In part two, where Jesus spoke about the coming destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. There we are given a Jewish version of Jesus' words in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, and a Gentile version of Jesus' words in the Gospel of Luke. In the Jewish versions, Jesus described the approaching destruction of Jerusalem in terms of the prophet Daniel's abomination of desolation. But that phrase would not have made much sense to a Gentile. Luke, however, was a Gentile, and the Holy Spirit inspired him to present Jesus' words in simpler terms. Instead of talking about Daniel's abomination of desolation, in Luke 21, verse 20, Jesus simply said, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near." And then in verses 22 through 24, Jesus went on to reveal that this desolation would be God's angry judgment upon Israel, a judgment that would come through the armies of Rome in 70 AD. These were Jesus' words in Luke's gospel. "For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." It's obvious that Jesus was talking about Rome's destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. But we can also be sure that Jesus was talking about the events of 70 AD because Jesus declared, both publicly as well as privately to his disciples, that this judgment would come upon the very generation of the Jewish people that Jesus was then speaking to. For the Jews, a generation of time was 40 years. That is how long God waited for a disobedient generation that came out of Egypt under Moses to die off in the wilderness before Joshua could lead the next generation into the promised land. And so, speaking in 32 AD, Jesus was foretelling that God's judgment would fall upon Jerusalem before 72 AD, which it did. And so when we compare these three divinely inspired versions of Jesus' Olivet Discourse side by side, both Jews and Gentiles are shown that Daniel's abomination of desolation, which marks the midpoint of Daniel's 70th week, is the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. And when we plug that midpoint of 70 AD into the four visions of John's little book, we are brought to understand Daniel's entire 70th week. It is indeed the great week of the Abrahamic covenant. And this shows us that Jesus' second coming is now very close at hand. And so I invite my visitor to examine this page on Jesus' Olivet Discourse, and then to examine my next page on the fourth and final link in this prophetic chain, John's little book.